You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We're about to listen to PHF Moore Marsh, and on the other side of this, we'll be having a chat to Joe. That was PHF with Moore Marsh. Kia ora whānau, you're on BFM. My name is Rachel and we have got Joe, aka PHF, on the line. Morena, Joe, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, it's lovely to chat to you. We're talking about your much anticipated and much postponed gig with Amamelia and also Power Nap and Memory Foam. It's kind of celebrating your fantastic record, New Metal, also Amamelia's wonderful album, Wow, and Power Nap's release, Club Dinos. So it's a bit of a triple whammy of good albums. It's been a very sort of hard year, the last year, but it has been amazing to hear the music you've put out. Can you tell us a little bit about how New Metal came together as a project, Joe? Because has it been a long time in the works?
Yeah, I mean, I recorded it in 2019. And yeah, I pretty much just kept mixing it and like tinkering with it for a good year. until the label was like, okay, we can drop it now.
That's quite it's quite nice. You work with Danger Records over in the States, is that right?
Yeah,
they seem to be a really cool label to work for. Do you have a good back and forth with them?
Yeah, like the guy who owns it is like a, I don't know, we're like, they're like kind of family to me at this point now. It's real nice.
That's really nice. I guess a lot of people don't often get that with their record label. It must be such a supporting kind of thing to have that really good community you can bounce off.
Yeah, it's like, it's really nice because then, like, when I go there, I can, like, stay with him and his girlfriend, and they're both real nice people, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they based in LA, is that right?
Yeah.
And you've spent quite a bit of time in LA. Do you think that's influenced the way you write, Joe?
I don't think so. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I don't really think, like, location matters or anything, but yeah.
What's the kind of like difference? I mean, at the moment, everything's different because of COVID, but what are some of the differences you notice with like playing shows in the States versus playing stuff here in New Zealand? What are some of the biggest things that have stood out for you as differences?
I think I just like playing internet shows, honestly. I've really enjoyed the whole like online show thing, because I'm not like massively into like crowds and stuff, and playing shows I've never like, I feel like I only play like a couple times a year, so I like the fact that you can just do a show in your room. That's super appealing to me.
You've done some really cool shows actually online over the whole kind of COVID period. What sort of like tech do you use when you're doing that? Do you just plug your microphone into your laptop?
Yeah, it's basically, so like I just rework songs to just make them more like hype, I guess, because I don't want it to be like a down buzz on a live setting, but like I like the idea of like, I don't know, making like depressing music and then playing a show, but it's like 160 break BPM type shit.
Awesome. Can people kind of expect that, I guess, when they head to Whammy Backroom, or are you going to be doing more nice?
Definitely that. Like, there's I hope no one's expecting like a live band type thing, because that's definitely not the buzz anymore.
That's pretty cool. So that sounds like something you've moved into kind of recently. I mean, I guess that idea's always been around for you, but, you know, a lot of people associate you with your guitar and your, you know, kind of more traditional instruments and stuff. Is this something that we're going to hear more of when you release music going forward, Joe?
Yeah, so I just, like, think the live shows are going to be, like, a different thing to, like, an album, so I kind of want to keep making, like, what I've been doing, like, similar stuff, but then the live show will be completely different, which I don't know if people are actually going to like, but I'm kind of like, just, I don't know, playing with a band is real nice, but at the same time everyone in BHF is like got their own stuff to do, so it's just easier. Like Nigel, who plays bass, just had a kid.
Oh, cute.
So like so yeah, just, it's just a lot more like economical for like touring purposes and stuff, I guess.
I mean, it must be quite cool as an artist as well, because it means you can try out different things with tracks you've already written and keep experimenting with stuff, keep it fresh for yourself.
Yeah, I just like the idea of the live show being more like a different experience to like listening to an album or whatever, because I don't know, especially in terms of like, I just want things to be, like, manic live, but then chill when you listen to it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I completely get that. You've also been working on a very cool project with Roy Irwin called No Clip, which we've heard one single from. And I think we're getting new music soon-ish. Is that right?
Yeah, we've got a couple songs. We just aren't, like, super productive whenever we hang out. We don't really do anything. So
that's probably the blessing and the curse of making music with your friends, eh?
Exactly. So like, yeah, I think we've got like another single ready to drop, but I don't know, I saw them yesterday, and we don't really even talk about it that much, so I guess we're not in like a massive rush to drop stuff.
It's quite nice though, you just do it at a pace that feels good and like you know, productive for you both, and that works as well. What I have really loved about that first single is that it sounds nothing like either of your individual projects, but somehow together it sounds exactly like the two of you doing a collaboration. It must kind of be really interesting to work with an old friend who's also a musician and kind of just hear where your sound goes. Did you have a pretty strong idea of what you wanted it to sound like, or was it a natural thing?
I think we kind of did. Like, we both just wanted to make like something real like electronic, I think, and like super synthetic sounding. So yeah, like I guess we, I don't know, I feel like we kind of talked about it, but then we just kind of like started doing it, and then that's what happened.
Well, it's a very cool project. Looking forward to hearing more of it. We're going to listen to Marlboro Man though, which is from New Metal, your wonderful album. Have you still got hard copies of it that people can get through your Bandcamp page, Joe?
Yeah, I think you can, like, for, you can get it from Flying Out, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, sweet.
You can, yeah. There's, like, because if you buy it on Bandcamp, it still has to come from LA. So if you don't want to pay for that shipping,
jump on to your local record store.
Yeah, hit up Flying Out. I'm pretty sure they still have copies.
Fantastic. Hey, Joe, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. Looking forward to your gig at Whammy Backroom. That is on Friday the 15th of January, so next Friday. You'll be playing with Amelia, Power Nap and Memory Foam, and it's a very belated but much anticipated celebration of your record, Amelia's record, and Power Nap's Club Dino's track as well. So thanks so much for chatting to us, Joe. We'll see you next week.
All good. Thanks.
A 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.